Hello, welcome to the Monday, February 23rd, 2015 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm again recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Symantec Antivirus is having a couple issues the last few days, or actually months. First, Norton 2005 appears to still have problems with users who run disk encryption software. In particular, remaining TrueCrypt users are reporting that they get a blue screen of death after upgrading to Norton 2015. But the problem doesn't appear to be limited to TrueCrypt. Other disk encryption software apparently is causing the same problem. The issue is going back to December, but has still not been fixed yet. And more recently, on Friday, another problem came up with Symantec Antivirus. Users of Internet Explorer 11 were no longer able to use Internet Explorer. The issue was due to a bad signature update, as we have seen it before with Antivirus. Now, kind of odd for this to happen with major software like Internet Explorer 11. This has been fixed since, so if you are still having issues, try to trigger an automatic signature update and it should solve this problem. An update on the Lenovo Superfish debacle. Microsoft added Superfish to Windows Defender and will remove it. Lenovo is still having issues admitting the full scale of the incident, in particular the sort of arbitrary man-in-the-middle problem that you essentially have if you still have the software installed. And a security researcher at Facebook published a blog post stating that Facebook observed more than a dozen of similar applications using the same Commodia library with this SSL certificate authority trick. Now, they're using different certificate authorities, but Facebook is listing the certificate issuers that are coming with this other software. The library is the same, and luckily the Commodia library is easily detected and anti-malware tools start to pick up on it and mark it as malicious. In particular, since in addition to some adware like Superfish, we do also have malware that is using this library for SSL interception. And if you're running Typo3, the content management system, be aware that there is a flaw in the RSA auth component that can lead to authentication bypass. If you have it enabled, then a user can log in with any registered user ID without having to provide a correct password. Now, the problem is old. It goes back to versions older than 4.7, which was released 3 years ago, but there are still a lot of old Typo3 packages out there, so make sure you're up to date on Typo3. And more action from standard organizations to harden SSL. A new RFC was just published by the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force, removing RC4 as an acceptable cipher for TLS. RC4 has been considered weak for a while now. It has made a little bit of a revival with some of the block cipher problems that we had in SSL 3.0, where RC4 was seen more secure than some of these vulnerable block ciphers. Well, the block cipher problems have been fixed in TLS 1.0 and later. SSL 3, you're not supposed to use that anyway. So as a result, removing RC4 from TLS makes a lot of sense. And after gas station tank monitors and weather stations, the next unsafe Internet of Thing device revealed are car washes. It turns out that many car washes are internet connected and accessible via Telnet, via a default account and a simple 5-digit password. Let me guess, admin 12345 or something like this would allow a user to log in. Turns out that the actual communication then happens via HTTP post requests, and with a simple post request, an attacker could, for example, change the program that is used in a certain car wash. So for example, up the options that are being applied, but they could also disable safety sensors. And that, for example, could cause a car to be hit by a door closing on the car, because the sensor that detects if there's a car blocking the door could be disabled. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.